Greetings, everybody. Welcome to We Study Stargate and Azure Witch Talk Radio on the BBS network. We haven't done the news for a while. So, you know, a lot of people go, I don't like to hear the news. And then if I don't do the news, everybody goes, why aren't you doing the news? So, you know, we're going to go back and forth. Can't please everybody all the time. So anyway, there's massive demonstrations in Israel against Netanyahu for corruption and the genocide against the Palestinians. There's overwhelming evidence, you know, the IDF have been using Palestinian children for target practice, along with false flags, deceptive reporting concerning events and the ongoing land grab. Jewish people are flooding the internet, exposing this crime so they can't, you know, play the anti-Semite card, you know, when their own people are exposing them. So let's go ahead and play that Israel demonstration.
That's about 500,000 people in Tel Aviv protesting the Netanyahu regime's atrocities being committed in Gaza. That's what's happening right now in Israel, which you're not seeing covered on corporate news. We talk about it here on the Midas Touch Network.
Turkey and Africa have issued warrants out for Netanyahu's arrest. Other countries have spoken out against the Palestinian genocide, and they've lost the narrative. You know, it looks like the CIA and Mossad were caught red-handed, and their agents were all rounded up planning the assassinations of top African leaders, including bioweapon labs designed for ethnic cleansing. You know, it looks like the leadership of Israel has its hands dirty, and not just Palestinian and other genocides, but African genocide as well. So again, this is not anti-Semite, you know, it's anti-Zionist, which control the present government of Israel, a government the Israeli people are marching against. Zionists with a history of division, expansionism, death, and destruction. They took a land where everyone was getting along peacefully and turned it into a war zone, creating conflict throughout the Middle East. They involved America through deception and false flags as the brute squad to war against their neighbors, and now everything is being revealed. Did you know there was even a bigger Christian Holocaust carried out by Stalin? You know, at the time, leadership was 84% Jewish. They burned 40,000 churches, killed 60 million Christians. And, you know, this is a historical fact, yet we never hear about it. You know, why? You know, why don't we hear about any of this? So Armenia and Nigeria are also killing Christians. You know, guess who's providing the arms? Israel. And Americans are paying for it. You know, we've got to keep an eye on, you know, if we're buying arms for countries, we need to see what they're doing with them. And, you know, and if they're abusing, you know, what the intentions were, we need to stop doing it. You know, it kind of makes you wonder who was behind the assassination of Charlie Kirk, who inspired a massive Christian movement in the universities. And it also makes you wonder if our leadership, like Stalin's in the past, have also been infiltrated. Might want to look into AIPAC, you know, the politicians they funded and the dual citizenship of most politicians. The Israeli people and many informed Americans have had enough of the Zionist deception and atrocities, using our young men and women, you know, innocents in foreign countries as cannon fodder. You know, Ireland is also in flames. 38 hotels housing immigrants have been torched. The people are rising, done with putting the migrants ahead of their own people. The abuse of women, you know, children, rapes, murders, and culture clashes. You know, they're done with it. You know, the fall of Europe was by design, and America is right behind them. And that is why there's so much crime and violence. You know, California, New York, Chicago, most sanctuary cities are experiencing massive, crime spikes, hundreds of illegal aliens raiding malls and businesses. There's an extreme culture clash going on. And that's why deportations are necessary, basically. Sadly, many illegal aliens were seduced, paid, promised housing, food, medical by the left, with their unsustainable giveaways. And they fast-tracked them into the system, giving them driver's licenses, which truck licenses too, which is causing a lot of deaths on our highway, passports, and the right to vote. Why are they doing this? To buy their votes and remain in power at the expense of Americans. This mess is their doing. The overlords need serfs and a feudal system to stay in control. Educated, empowered, prosperous people are a threat. Keep them divided, sick, poor, and stupid is their motto. Is that not what's been unfolding globally? Rents have skyrocketed, with the working class, being tossed out on the streets by order of the global elite political puppets, and their tax dollars are paying for all of it. Yet if you speak up, you're a racist. Police, many injured, have lost control. And if they had any honor and integrity, they would quit or side with the people, in Ireland, basically, in these other countries, in England, integrity would demand that they protect the people, basically, not these political puppets. But anyway, the lamestream media refuses to cover these stories or spinning them for their overlords. If they are suppressing these stories, what other stories have they suppressed, and why are they worth even listening to? I saw one media go, oh, everybody in Ireland are especially in Israel, they're saying that they're all gathering in support of Netanyahu, and the freeing of the prisoners and everything else, and that's not why they're gathering. They spun it. So pay attention to that. So let's play the video of the Ireland demonstrations.
Every show, where shall we go?
All right, more in the news. Nancy Pelosi is retiring after leaving San Francisco in worse condition than most third world countries. And now, wait a second, isn't Newsom related to her, like her cousin or something like that? The downfall of California is due to one big incestuous family. It's looking amazingly like the mafia. And all this is coming out, the fires, everything, the true motives of the fires and the smart cities, all that stuff is going to come out. So let's go ahead and play the San Francisco, third world country video. Maybe we can play a little Newsom snake dancer.
Mismeasuring and stressful situation is very dangerous. This is making it better than every day. And it's
I don't know.
street is not happening. This is the last one.
They should be here.
Come on. Excuse me, honey. Excuse me. Good morning. Excuse me.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
This is weird. This is it. Dangerous and just not even on you and make it feel work. It's a life to create.
All right, Pelosi left office with $133 million profit over 30 years and a 1,700% success rate in the stock market. One wonders, what else Democrats have profited from, with the drug, child, and sex trafficking, mainly due to open borders. I'm kind of curious how Trump feels about her.
Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi's retirement.
I think she's an evil woman. I'm glad she's retiring. I think she did the country a great service by retiring. I think she was a tremendous liability for the country.
And on Dick Cheney.
I thought she was an evil woman who did a poor job, who cost the country a lot in damages and in reputation. I thought she was terrible. Thank you very much.
Okay, here's some breaking news. DOGE halts a yearly payment of $2.5 million to Barack Obama for royalties linked to Obamacare. Obama has collected this payment since 2010 for a total of $40 million taxpayer dollars. I think Mike claimed to set that one up, And the only ones that really benefited were the insurance companies. The man who designed Obamacare, Jonathan Gruber, openly admitted the entire Affordable Care Act was built on lies. He bragged that the lack of transparency is a huge political advantage, calling the American voter stupid. No scandal there. What other frauds have they perpetuated? How many other politicians arrogantly believe the people they serve are stupid and can get away with anything? A lot of them have, like dipping into USAID, as their own personal piggy bank. Taxpayers' money, funded Operation Fast and Furious, selling guns to cartels. It funded ISIS. It funded the Muslim Brotherhood, Crossfire Hurricane, where Obama and all of his soon-to-be indicted cronies got caught framing Trump. Wait till the indictments for Operation Arctic Frost come out. The Democrats totally weaponized the agencies, then blame the Republicans, anyone exposing them for what they've done or are doing. When they get caught, they go, oh, you're weaponized, And no, they're getting caught, basically. No fraud there, So whenever a Democrat is talking, some rhinos, too, just substitute their name, where they're blaming others, then reverse what the lamestream news is telling you. You'll have a better understanding of what is happening in the world. All right. Allegedly, 400,000 stolen ballots were found in Georgia, in a Georgia warehouse, according to the Bannon War Room, used to set up Biden's illegitimate regime. Illegal aliens, dead people, even dogs voted during the 2020 election, along with truckloads of fraudulent ballots entered after the polls closed. No election fraud there. Did you know the voting machines came from Venezuela, proven to be easily hacked? What could go wrong? Anyway, watermark ballots, making Election Day a holiday, no ballots accepted after the polls closed, and trained observers at the polls and tossing out the easily hacked machines is the only way to have a fair election. Enough on that. So George Soros-backed candidates, DAs, mayors, politicians are all being installed across America. Soros funds open borders, changing tides, BLM, Antifa, Transtifa, LGBTQ plus, I think there's more letters coming to that, probably furries, maybe that's the plus, and other anti-American, anti-Christian groups, you know. He and other billionaires funded the riots and the demonstrations, much of which became violent by design. I mean, they're dropping off bricks at these things. Come on. Sticks and bricks and rocks, you know. Anyway, here's a quote from George Soros in his speech in Germany. I'm going to bring down the United States by funding black hate groups. We will put them into a mental trap and make them blame the white people. The black communities are the easiest to manipulate. And so now we all know how Soros and most Democrats really feel about the people of color. You know, their pawns and their Marxist socialist take down America plan. You know, flooding America and Europe with illegal aliens, creating political puppets to do their bidding, electing DAs that are soft on crime, demoralizing, you know, the countries, you know, overtaxing the system, giving free food, housing, and medical to illegal aliens, you know, giving them more rights and assets than their own people, you know, then guilt tripping anyone who speaks up as a racist or homophobic. You know, it's been their plan all along. And it kind of sounds like treason to me, especially those under his wing that swore an oath to protect the people and the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, there's a flaw in our political system. If you do not attract the big money, sometimes coming from hostile foreign governments, you do not get elected. And also, too, if you don't have the lamestream media on your side, you know, you don't get coverage. And unfortunately, all of this comes with strings and power and is no longer within the people. You know, so there's got to be a lot of changes in the way we elect people. Anyway, I always wonder if a lot of black folks or Latinos are feeling a little used in their Take Down America program and are going to continue to vote Democrat, support the Soros-backed NGOs and politicians. The Democratic Party historically has been against freeing the slaves. There are the party of the KKK. Senator Byrd, a member of the KKK, was Hillary's mentor. You know, prominent Democrats spoke at his funeral, you know, giving him high praise, you know, saying he was a friend and mentor, you know. Democrats professing to be the champions of the minorities, living in multimillion dollar mansions, preying on victims, deceiving them to turn against the very party that freed them. You know, the Republicans, despite any flaws, historically have been the real drivers behind freedom and equality. You know, Kennedy also played a major role, you know, yet the Democratic Party bears no resemblance to his time. You know, it's disempowering and dividing, you know, holding people in victim patterns, demanding reparations from people who are not even born during, you know, the time of slavery. And due to the corruption, any reparation funds gathered most likely will get into the hands of the, it'll never get into the hands of the people. You know, it'll be eaten up by administrators and costs, leaving pennies on the dollar. So, you know, it's better to put any funds to help the people in the hands of the people. Same thing with food, you know, it's just like put it in their hands, you know, best way to go about it. New York socialist Mayor Mondami is one of Soros' latest installations, with Soros Jr. at his side. His victory speech thanked every other country except America, you know, rubbing elbows with a few terrorists. Millionaires and businesses are fleeing New York. The fire department and police department are walking off the job, considering the end result of almost every Marxist, socialist, or communist regime ending in extreme poverty and genocide. It's not looking good for New York or California or Chicago, you know. So, you know, all soon to be run by immigrants that have no love for New Yorkers or all the above. So imagine no fire department or police, you know, who will replace them? You know, will their uniforms come with a black headscarf? You know, like what happens when you run out of other people's money because they left your state due to your giveaway, you know, programs, their money, give away their money programs, you know, what's going to happen to everybody's retirement, you know, when that's dipped into, you know, are we ready for another Escape from LA or New York movie like Road Warrior, LA or New York? You know, it's coming, you know, unless something's done about this. His transition party are all supposedly women, you know, another political ploy, you know, never know nowadays, you know, not sure with the hijab and he's totally in support of the sex mutilations and on children and all the other things going on. So Anyway, this is probably what your next Miss New York will look like. Elise Stefanik, a Republican, is running for governor, which is New York's only salvation, or it's going to be Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0. There's a lot of laws, some recent, that will block him from carrying out some of his Marxist policies. And we all want to bone up on the prophecies of Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus, Dolores Cannon, and others. In their visions, California and New York are destroyed. Florida and Texas are loving the influx of money and talent. Stock tip for the day, invest in U-Haul in blue states, especially New York, California, and Chicago. The only businesses that will prosper is the casket companies, mortuaries, and gun and ammo dealers, once the bedlam starts. The best question of the day is, if you love the Muslim tradition, why did you flee to the US? Or if you love socialism and communism, why don't you go and live in a socialist or communist country? Why would anybody want to create the same mess and loss of freedoms they left? There are religious zealots that think they're here to force, people, into their beliefs, but that's going to be a mess too anyway. So many countries that were socialist are now turning to capitalism so they can cooperate in global trade, despite the left labeling them as socialists. The LGBTQ want to march for Muslims where the punishment for being gay is death. I don't understand that. How can Mamdani say he's a Muslim and then be supporting, the gender reassignments and supporting the LGBTQ community? I mean, that's an oxymoron right there. Anyway, why are the left champions of drug and child traffickers, rapists and murderers? They brand their followers as victims and then blame conservatives for their socially engineered choices and actions. And when are the followers of the left going to wake up to the idiocracy of the left and figure out, they are being used by the global elite to demoralize and take down America? It's a no-brainer. If you observe this from another level, step out of all the drama and social engineering. Look at things with a fresh mind. They call the Buddha mind. You can't miss this. It's obvious. So here's something to ponder. When the social engineering of the tyrants begins to fade and the rage settles, you'll find most of the things you feared happening were caused by the very people you're protesting, marching, and writing for. Logic begins to creep in. And what if you're successful? You actually take down America. Where's your food going to come from? Your electricity, your gas, and transportation? Are you going to look around, you at a dead, burned out city and then say, what am I going to eat? How am I going to get out of here? There's no gas and my car was torched. Where am I going to shower, find heat, shelter? Your ego says, yeah, I did this. And then you realize you did it to yourself and everyone else that once lived there. So that's when you drop to your knees and say, oh my God, what have I done? That is only if you have any soul left, and you're not totally socially engineered beyond redemption, basically. So now you're in base survival, along with your friends who most likely will be thinking of not yours, but their own survival. So it looks like the government shutdown has finally come to an end. Democrats finally caved on their leverage to retain power. And it's pretty much over for Schumer and Jeffries. They blew that one. Who cares if families don't eat, government employees, our troops don't get a paycheck, planes start dropping out of the sky. One major Democrat was quoted, the shutdown will end when the planes start dropping out of the sky. Now that sounds pretty inhumane and disconnected, using usual fear tactics to retain power. I am pretty sure there's like a lot of men, women, and children on those planes. And the mindset is unbelievable. The Democrats need to maintain power at any means to have access to the trillions they steal in the unnecessary spending. We're talking USAID and all the other stuff that was cut. So how else can they maintain their luxurious lifestyle? Moral of the story, a kingdom bought with ill-gotten gain cannot be maintained, and don't be a parasite. Too many parasites kill the host. The host is the hardworking American taxpayer, the economy. Trump is nursing back to health. If it collapses, and that's where it was headed under the Democrat control, no one gets a check or an EBT card. So I know some folks like Governor Pritzker, a little fasting would do them good, basically. But seriously, folks, time for the sense of entitlement to end with a little personal responsibility to take its place. Also might want to eat some greens, step away from the processed foods, do a little push aways from the table. There's a lot of people starting to look like Jabba the Hutt, all this processed food is killing you, and people are going there with their EBT cards and just loading up on things they probably shouldn't be eating, so you might want to think about putting in some gardens, and growing your own food, get some livestock, basically. Take your ponds and fill them with fish. So that's what we do, anyway. Anyway, it seems like we need another Kennedy speech. It's not what you can do, what your country can do for you. It's what you can do for your country. And that pretty much sums it all up in a nutshell. Too many depending on the government, oblivious to where the money comes from. And the producers were all being taxed out of business. So that's not a good path. It's going to end in abject poverty, basically. We're also observing a split in the MAGA movement. I'm not being extremely biased here. I'm just saying it like it is. Many are still waiting for the Epstein, Diddy and company arrests and prosecutions. When you do a deep dive into these events, it's much darker than most can imagine. It's not just wild sex parties. There were children and experimentation going on, some eugenics, basically. So some feel we're way too cozy with the Zionists spending billions, ignoring their past history of false flags. Even in America, might want to look at the U.S. Liberty and 911, other false flags which got us into fighting Israel's enemies. Many feel Ukraine is a lost cause. Why are we fighting against Russia, a conservative Christian country at war with the global elite? Ukraine is riddled with corruption, bioweapon and adrenochrome labs, drug and child and sex trafficking, with the Azov Battalion Nazis positioned throughout their army. One of Putin's goals is the denazification of Ukraine. Are we on the right side of that war? I'm just asking for a friend. So did you know there are hit lists on Americans who have spoken out against the Zionists and do not support the Ukrainian war? It sounds like something we should be fighting against, not defending. Another question is, how do the massive AI systems, being financed to the tune of billions, which will end all privacy eventually, taking control of everyone's finances along with trespassing on other freedoms, fit into the MAGA movement? How does this make America great again? We're saying we have to compete with the other AI, but it doesn't seem to be that's where it's going. So isn't America a land of the free, a constitutional republic? How about Republicans calling out for censorship? The Democrats are all calling out for it, but Republicans too. Zionists buying up all the VPNs and other mainstream and social media. Netanyahu, in a speech, said we have to control the narrative. We're losing the narrative. He's freaking out. Everything is coming out now. So the loss of freedoms and censorship is not what many MAGA folks signed up for. So just a heads up, might want to get priorities in order and to avoid any further division, a possible civil war with the MAGA movement. Not a threat, just an observation. It's time to unify. We're going to need all the help we can get, dealing with the Marxist, socialist, communist, hostile, foreign-funded, self-serving with a sense of entitlement Democrats. And that's what they've become, basically. I mean, they're done, basically. They did it to themselves. So a lot of these Democrats aren't even welcome in their own districts. They're showing up to give a speech and they're just getting booed and screamed at and people yelling at them, look what you've done. It's not working out too well for them. Anyway, in some of these things, the right and the left wing are starting to look like the same globalist bird. So we got to keep an eye on that. The 5D chess excuse is wearing thin. So might want to take out a few high level dark hearts, like billionaire pedophile eugenicists walking around with total indemnity. We all know who they are. We know what they've done. you know, if we know the agencies know. So if there has been clandestine military action taken, you know, justice served, you know, and the people that are taking over their positions who are carrying on the same nonsense, you know, all these other conspiracy stories, you know, let's see those tapes, you know. You know, I'd like it's time to release those tapes. If they are, a lot of them have been taken out. Let's see the tapes, basically. Anyway, just a little advice on Hyde. Personally, I'm glad the responsibility of saving America does not rest on my shoulders. It's way beyond my pay grade. You know, my impeccable integrity and outspokenness would get me Charlie Kirk, basically. So I say that with the deepest respect. You know, I'm not making a joke out of that. There's a message in there. So anyway, enough of the news and commentary. Time to get on to a higher road. So let's do an update on the 3-1 Atlas. The 3-1 Atlas mothership has seven jets emitting from the sides and recently accelerated over 300%. It turned blue with a protective shield instead of the expected red. Some are saying it's absorbing power from the sun, and a few probes were released. No word on, you know, where they were headed. The latest release, according to Michio Kaku, is a message, you know, that was sent basically saying you're not ready. You know, you've not transcended war, division, your technology is advanced beyond your spirituality, and you're destroying your environment. You know, basically they're saying you're being quarantined and you're not going to be able to join, you know, the Galactic Federation, basically, or whatever. Your only hope is transcendence. And so they did leave a door open saying your only hope is transcendence. So sometimes you got to identify the problem and, you know, which is what they're doing. And hopefully people will redirect their energies, basically. So as we said from the beginning, 3-1 Atlas was an Ahian ship with very advanced six-dimensional beings. They were collecting data, scanning us, determining if we're ready to join the rest of the universe in peace. When contacting them, they felt ambivalent, just a matter of fact, maintaining, you know, cosmic order, basically. So if the message was true, you know, obviously we failed. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist or some off-world visitor to tell us that. It's playing out every day in world events. You know, then there's a possibility that the message is one big psyop. You know, if we're quarantined, there'll be no more contact. All those ships everyone is seeing globally are disqualified as off-world, hope destroyed. You know, that psyop is a lot better than the false UFO invasion scenario they were going to try to pull on us to give our, you know, power away to the globalists, basically. Time will tell. At least they can no longer say there are no aliens out there, you know, one bridge crossed. You know, we cannot ignore the ongoing contacts with those who have risen to the occasion and the sightings happening globally. The door left open by 3-1 Atlas visitors is transcendence. We have to transcend, you know, the war and disease profiteers. We have to transcend, you know, all of this and, you know, move into universal law. Anyway. Other interstellar objects are coming in bigger than 3-1 Atlas, according to the scientists. And we also know there's a lot of CGI and AI images, along with ex-NASA spokesmen trying to muddy the waters, and authority figures trying to maintain the status quo. It's just a rock, nothing to see here. And, you know, maybe those we've chosen to be our ambassador in space have also failed the 3-1 Atlas test. You know, might want to ask NASA why are the NASA blue and white spacecraft and rovers showing up orange? Is it, you know, red filter to look like Mars? Why is there a NASA facility with rugged terrain called Mars in Canada? You know, why are there pictures of astronauts in the moon buggy with their helmets off? You know, why are the astronauts standing on the moon, which does not have an atmosphere, with a waving flag and the moon in the background? Basically, how can you be standing on the moon with the moon in the background? Obviously, you're not standing on the moon. So here's another one. Why does NASA in Hebrew mean to deceive? You know, why is the NASA logo a serpent? The serpent, according to the Hebrew tradition, represents someone in a position of high authority who deceives the people. So how come all the images of at 3-1 Atlas were held from the people? Basically, NASA went dark. You know, so we have to ask, who does NASA serve, the people or some other order? I believe their actions have answered the question. So, anyway, we filmed the space station redundantly with massive ships following it, some crossed right in front of it. We even called them and asked if we or Russia is delivering cargo, and they said no. Then changed their story as soon as we said we filmed massive ships following and crossing its bow. And so really, can we take anything they say seriously when we've caught them repeatedly lying and manufacturing evidence that never happened, basically? Right. According to the Atlas and James Webb telescopes, several massive objects are coming in with whole fleets behind them. And as we said, after November 6th, the controlled narrative will collapse. And it's in free fall right now. I think it's pretty much already collapsed. With a message from th 31 Atlas, China and Russia releasing videos of UFOs, Brazil just released almost 900 sightings and contacts. Other countries are following suit, basically. So UFOs are appearing globally, hovering over major cities. And you have to ask, has any major news network covered this? They can't keep the lid on it. Not even the limited hangout going on in Congress can ignore the spiritually and technologically advanced ships. Some are ancient ancestors returning. It is possible to cover, it's impossible to cover this up anymore. It's over. Game over, time to come clean. If you want to maintain any credibility whatsoever, and basically nobody can stop what's coming.
You're on the record talking about, quote, non-human life forms that could be interdimensional beings who are visiting us. Can you just explain more to people at home what that might mean?
Yeah, so that's definitely a mouthful, but that is directly based on information that we've received from witnesses, also information that we have obtained and witnessed via our investigations. There is some stuff that I can't disclose of what I have immediately seen in some of these skiffs, but what I will tell you is this is not just some crazy conspiracy theory. Obviously, there's been massive reporting, not just in the United States, but around the world. And this is something that I think everyone kind of, has always had some curiosity about. We're just simply asking the questions out
And it
publicly.
feels like we're building towards some sort of disclosure. I know many people are hoping that Donald Trump is president and that he's ultimately the person that allows that to happen.
The next subject is more of an observation. It seems everything is being revealed. The consequences for ungodly actions and deceptions are finally happening. Karma is coming home to roost. A massive cannibal CME hit the earth on Tuesday and Wednesday, creating auroras seen in 22 states. Expect mood swings, severe weather, an increase in volcanic and earthquake activity. Japan and Russia are on the watch list. There's an active volcano off the west coast of Oregon. So in California, the plates are rising. So those occupying the ET base off the coast of Malibu are being, they've been warned. They've warned officials for a long time, stop taking the oil. It's destabilizing the plates and creating a huge void. Those voids like to be filled or they collapse,
This shows you the true damage that an earthquake can do. This is a plate shift that happened in Colombia just yesterday. And look at the distance between the two pieces of road that used to be joined together. These two pieces of road used to be attached, and that's the distance now where the plate has moved upwards. Absolutely mesmerizing. This is in Colombia. It's cut off many towns. This was a main road. And all these people who were in cars are now kind of stranded, forced to walk to where they need to be because obviously they can't drive the road.
So I wonder if any of them listened, passed on the warning to the people, upset the status quo. Nope, they kept that all quiet. So anyway, speaking of deceptions, I've seen the true teachings of Jesus, the Ethiopian Bible, flooding the internet with 80 books versus the censored 66 book Bible used in most churches. There's a lot of contradictory messages, and any true Christian should investigate. The Bible was altered over and over, the latest one establishing Israel as the Holy Land and the Jews as chosen people. The fact of the matter is, Palestine is the Holy Land. The map establishing Palestine as the Holy Land is in the older Bibles. You know, the chosen people were those that chose to live according to the unaltered teachings of Jesus, or Yeshua ben Joseph, which was his real name. Jesus had admonished many synagogues for not doing the work of Abraham, but the work of Satan. You know, he made it clear not the lineage, but the deed, the behavior establishes whether or not you're aligned with God. The same messages passed down by Jesus were passed down by other enlightened masters, saints, and sages. You know, Iraq was the home of Abraham, father of fathers, you know. And the holy wars we fought on behalf of the false chosen ones were not holy at all. You know, we pretty much decimated Iraq. So, you know, they were power, money, and resource and land grabs. And we need to, you know, take a look at that. It's like, whoops, looks like we've been both religiously and socially engineered to think otherwise. You know, you have to think about why or who would alter the Bible and insert Israel as a holy land and the Jews as the chosen ones. Let me see. Who would have the most to gain? Might want to look at that one. There are also the writings that restore the divine feminine, exposing those who usurp the will of Jesus. Jesus said, out of all my disciples, Mary Magdalene is the most qualified to continue in my teachings. Paul, who took over after his death, with the support of Rome, pushed Mary aside, creating a patriarchal imbalanced system. The lost years of Jesus are also being revealed. You know, he studied in India and Tibet, bringing a more inclusive, unifying understanding, bringing cultures together. All of this is being exposed, flooding the internet. And, you know, why do you think the controllers say this is a war to control the narrative and we must censor the internet? Who's buying up all the VPNs, news outlets, and other social media? Rumble X and Telegram, you know, brought back free speech, and now they want to censor them, fine them, sue them out of business. It's all for naught, you know. I do not expect this show not to be interfered with and censored like previous shows. This is an ongoing thing, so make this viral to get this out. So, anyway. You can definitely feel the change. Truth is pouring out on earth. And the last days, according to the preserved, unaltered Ethiopian Bible, it is prophesied God will pour his light upon the earth. There will be a revelation of truth, exposing that which has been altered, the suppressed hidden truth, a great awakening and healing. Mankind will turn their eyes to the heavens, and peace will be the order of the land. If you have any sensitivity at all, you can feel it. Something is in the wind, something big happening. All the chaos and change, setting things right, is the byproduct, you know, of this massive influx of higher consciousness and energy. Universal law will prevail. The earth does not end. Humanity survives, and all those that chose to go against universal law will experience the exposure and reaction to their actions. However, the process may get a little messy. The chaos is a byproduct of the healing, redirecting humanity to come back into alignment with universal law. The zealots of ignorance will have no foundation. They will no longer be able to deceive, control, and manipulate in their self-serving ways. The mass will all come down, and the real intentions and agendas will be revealed. This is what we are now going through. Governments, religions, businesses, institutions, all have to transition into alignment with universal law or fall, basically. You know, they can't continue. Anyway, especially those that do not serve the people and are not aligned with the awakening, healing, and restoration of humanity and the earth. The false defenders of jealous, wrathful, genocidal gods of sacrifice and of earth and its people, you know, their true intentions and agendas will be exposed. The gap between self-service at the expense of humanity, the earth, and service to others, preserving earth and balance, is getting wider. One path is on the downward spiral, eventually collapsing. The other will continue to evolve on the upward spiral, living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. You know, everything is being amplified and accelerated. And so, you know, it's If you're on the downward spiral, it's going to be accelerated and amplified. If you're on the upward spiral, that's going to be accelerated and amplified. So I highly suggest choosing the latter, basically, taking the spiritual path. The real power has always been in the hands of the people. When the people say no more, everything comes to a grinding halt. And the people are rising globally. As Murray once said, universal peace shall not come through religions or governments, but through the hearts and minds of the people. The last thing I want people to contemplate when you read the Quran and the Talmud, even the Bible, there are passages in the Bible, which have been altered from the original 80 books down to 66. And there are passages written in barbaric and dangerous times. People needed to band together against their enemies, condemn them as ungodly to survive. There are passages that say if you see a person of different faith, it's your duty to slaughter, steal, deceive, war upon them, no holds barred. They are soulless and inhuman. The gloves are off if they're a non-Jew, a non-Muslim, in some cases a non-Christian. These were not the words of God. These were the words of men. And they're very primitive, barbaric words. So there was no feminine balance in this. The mothers and wives who loved their husbands, families, lovers, children, and nature, basically in general, were censored. They were taken out and out of most of these texts, basically these supposedly sacred texts. There's an absence of love in these hate-inspired traditions, and God is love. So basically, how are we ever going to find universal peace while these barbaric primitive traditions continue? Continuum will only cause an endless karmic loop of division, death, and destruction. If your God needs defending, it's not omnipresent. If your God is not the cosmic birther of all life, existing within and is all life, it's not omnipresent. If your God demands continuous division and war, it's not omniscient. So where do these lesser beings that pass themselves off as God in the past, we have to ask, who were they? Did they behave accordingly, promote universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all, for all God's children? Their answer is in your true history. And so you really need to know your true history. I've written whole books on that, the origin of God, religion, and man. UFOs are in there too. So anyway, those books are on our website, eseti.org. Check them out. So, this is all information that, the history, the real ancient history of Earth is one the religions and governments don't want you to know, because they thrive on division, and so basically we all need to really do our own research. The Earth was a series of colonies that came from the stars. They rose, only to divide into factions and war on each other. And then they fell either due to great wars or cataclysms, pole shifts, and things like that. And then had to start over as primitives. And we're like the fifth civilization right now coming into being. A whole new civilization is being born right now out of, it'll be born out of the ashes of the last, but as all do. But anyway, that's basically we have to start using a little logic, a little common sense, and come from the heart, and to know, what is really aligned with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and what are the teachings of men? What are primitive barbaric teachings that we need to set aside? Is this blasphemous? Of course it is. All truth is blasphemous when you get down to it. But anyway, my intentions are not to really side with any government or religion or political party. I'm just here to, as an observer, to point out some things that people may not be seeing, point out the obvious. So on that note, we're going to sign off. So have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and don't fall for all the division games going on. Call it out. It needs to be called out. And live according to universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. That's the only way out. That's the only way we're going to get to transcendence, which is going to allow us to join the rest of the universe, the galactic, you know, federation, galactic. There's so many councils out there. They're just waiting for us to kind of chill out. So we're on that note again. Have a great evening and watch the skies and stay in the heart. Good night.
The greatest awakenings come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken. See clearly. Keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
Ancient Arabica beans offer numerous medicinal benefits due to their high antioxidant content and purity, which can improve cognitive function, lower the risk of certain chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes and some neurodegenerative diseases, and have anti-inflammatory effects.
Did you guys hear that there is thousands or hundreds of unidentified submerged objects off the coast of the eastern seaboard? And there are so many of them. This video captures some, and it gets even crazy when they get right above it. You don't know what the Sam Dam this is. The guy's saying it could be a submarine. The mainstream news says we don't know what it is, and it's all up and down the eastern seaboard. Now, at night, they glow. In the day, they can't really see them, but some radar is detecting them, and people are sounding the alarm. What are these thousands of unidentified, unknown, submerged objects? This is not a prank, a joke. We don't even know what the Sam Dam is going on. Genuine footage, not AI. This was reported in the media, and wait until these guys get above it. Now, this is at the same time that this unidentified comet, weird asteroid, 3i Atlas thing, is coming to Earth, like, any day now. And they're saying it's the NASA is saying, like, take a vacation before. This is going to be monumental for humanity. This is so shocking. This is the kind of warning they're giving about this freaking comet. And at the same time, we have these weird ass green glowing freaking things underwater, which no one knows what are. Look at this. And what are you going to do? Stick the camera in the water? I mean,
three UFO sightings, three different witnesses, three different decades, and they all captured what looks like the same craft. Let me show you. First one. July 14, 1989, near Nashville, Tennessee. A professional photographer sees a bright object on a mountain ridge around 9 p.m. He grabs two film cameras, a Canon AE-1 and a T90, and shoots until the film runs out. The photos were later handed over by Commander Graham Bethune of the U.S. Navy. Look at that craft. Bright band of light around the center. Second, February 28, 2016. Rossi Ochil, Scotland John MacDonald, 65 years old, was driving home around 11 p.m. when a massive craft hovered 50 to 70 yards above his car. He snapped one photo, and the moment his flash went off, the object vanished in the beat of a heart. Third, the Hudson Valley UFO wave, New York, 1982 to 1986. Thousands of witnesses, including police officers and airline pilots, described and photographed a huge craft with a glowing belt of lights across the middle. The design is almost identical. Three countries, three decades, three different people who never met. But the craft? It looks like the same technology appearing again and again.
Hello, friends. So the sun is putting on an absolute show right now, and it's making people feel either wired or tired. Why is this? Well, let me explain what's going on and give you some tips of how to handle the situation. So over the last 72 hours, we had three different X-class solar flares, which is a lot, and they all produced CMEs. Two of those CMEs combined into what's called a cannibal CME and hit us last night, leading to northern lights and aurora borealis all over the world. I'm in Florida, and we had bright pink skies here for the third time in 18 months, which is not a good sign, but that's a different video. Today, what I want to talk about is why so many people are feeling ringing in their ears, headaches, they couldn't sleep last night, or maybe they slept for 14 hours, and all these kinds of things like that. Well, it's because our body is a tuning instrument, okay? We have all this coherence inside of our body. All of our different systems in our body operate at a particular frequency. They're all tuned together. And it's usually a well-oiled machine. And it, in turn, tunes to our environment. It tunes to the earth, tunes to the ionosphere. So we're a tuned instrument, and our earth is a tuned instrument. And typically, because we spend enough time, you should, out in nature and stuff, you're relatively tuned to the earth. Well, when we have these major storms like this, what happens is there's fluctuations in the basically resonance of the earth and the ionosphere. So when that happens, what used to be in sync, like our body and the earth, now becomes out of sync because the earth has changed. The frequency of the earth has changed temporarily during these storms. So all of a sudden you're out of sync. And that's why things like your pineal gland will get a little wonky. Your pineal gland is loaded with these magnetite microcrystals, these tiny little crystals that harmonize with the surroundings. They're amazing. It's what birds use for their GPS system. And we have those in our pineal gland. We also have our heart, which is a super strong electromagnetic motor. And it gets out of resonance, so your heart rate variability, your HRV, might be out of whack, which means that your nervous system is out of whack. So these things happen during these major solar storms. The best way to fix this is simply go outside. Go outside, and I've been down at the beach walking around the sun, so there's the sun behind me. There's that bad boy. It was really windy down there, so I came up here in the trees to record this. But anyways, go out in the sun. Let the sun hit your skin. Let the sun hit your eyes. Do some deep breathing. Do a little meditation. Put your feet on the bare ground. Take your damn shoes and socks off. Put your feet on the ground. It's like plugging your phone into a docking station. That's what we're doing to the earth. And then your body, which is already harmonized with itself by this point, becomes harmonized with the earth itself. And that way you kind of get back in sync, and it'll take care of your headaches and your sleeplessness and all that kind of stuff. Your melatonin levels go back to normal. And then when the solar storm stops in a couple days, go back out and do it again, because the frequency has changed at that point and you need to re-sync. We're just constantly harmonizing. We're like tuning forks. Hopefully this helped. Let me know what you think about this. Have a beautiful day. Peace.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.